This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
InfoWars.com reporters, we're about to play one of these clips here in a moment. Joe Biggs, Michael Zimmerman, Paul Watson were first on the scene today and actually got exclusive photos and video of one of the supposed terrorists after they'd been killed being put in a body bag in Paris. So this is unprecedented. They were running a raid trying to catch the mastermind of last Friday's operation that hit six targets simultaneously in and around Paris. They were in a Paris suburb. And a woman detonated a suicide vest during the raid, killing a police dog. Hours after Obama taunts GOP with widows, female suicide bomber explodes in Paris. Once again, reality is intruded on President Obama's divisive, his anti-science talking points. Just hours after the president used the term widows and orphans to taunt GOP over their opposition to flooding America with Syrian ISIS, has promised to seed it with terrorists. A female suicide bomber in Paris blew herself up as police closed in, while overseas, no less, and as Democrat senators Chuck Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, and Chris Coons all signal desire to pause the Syrian refugees process, Obama again proved that the only people he sees as Americans' real enemies are members of the Republican Party. Well, that's members of the Tea Party and the Republican Party. He loves the Republican Party leadership. Joe Biggs and others, our reporters, will be joining us coming up at the start of the next segment. Two die as French police seek Paris attack suspect. Seven arrested in raid. New York Times, the French police stormed an apartment in the medieval part of the northern Paris suburb before dawn today in an attempt to find the Belgian man suspected of orchestrating the Paris terrorist attacks. Two people died in the raid, including a woman, a young woman who detonated an explosive vest, and seven people were arrested. It was not clear if the suspect was there. Currently, they say it's impossible to give details of the identities. Our reporters are there now on the ground. We'll be talking to them again in about 5 minutes. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, stretched FBI braces for Islamic State holiday terror attacks they promised. And the big news revealed, the enemy within, Daily Mail, nearly 70 are arrested in America over ISIS plots, and they include refugees who have been given safe haven but turned to terror. Federal and local law enforcement agencies have made dozens of arrests of men and women suspected of ISIS involvement. Mustn't have been too hard, because the last 4 years they've allowed al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, and now ISIS to recruit all over the Western world. All over the Western world. They have been allowing these people to train, recruit, and then bring their jihadis into the Middle East. Here's another headline out of the Daily Express. Eight ISIS suspects posing as refugees arrested at Istanbul airport. But French President Hollande's response is to welcome refugees, 30,000 additional in this week, despite the Paris attacks. And Obama has come out and said that they're not going to tell governors like Governor Greg Abbott of Texas and 20-plus others, including some Democrats, they're not going to tell governors or legislatures or state police or anybody else for that matter where the jihadi refugees are being seated. Can you imagine? I mean, Obama could be planning some type of sleeper cell takeover. I mean, I'm not saying the radical Muslims would actually take down the country, but this could be the new 9/11. And Obama thinks we're so dumb that when they strike us, he won't get in political trouble for what they've done. This is wild.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
You got it.
The newsman coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You got it.
Well, the bloody soap opera, the horrific reality TV show that has taken so many lives and is continuing to ravage the stability and security of Europe, now moves forward. And there have been just incredible developments on the ground in Paris, and it was InfoWars.com reporters, Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman, that were first on the scene this morning. And I want to just recognize the fact that they're engaging in real journalistic activities and that most mainstream media is scared to even get close. Biggs has a military law enforcement bearing, and I could say that Zimmerman looks pretty conservative as well. So they're able to get behind police lines here in the United States and Europe time and time again, and got some extremely powerful footage and videos and got that out very, very quickly. We're going to be going to them here in just a few minutes. Exclusive, this video and audio is up on InfoWars.com along with still images. Exclusive, InfoWars on the scene at terrorist raid films body bags. And this is where seven were arrested. A woman with a suicide vest blew herself up, and a German Shepherd or Alsatian that was trying to pin her down. And so we're going to be talking to Joe Biggs and others in a moment. Then we have the French president openly saying this week they're going to take another 30,000 refugees from Syria, even though it's now admitted. And I have stacks of news, mainstream, what we were telling you months ago, that a large portion are military-age fighters that failed in the fight against Assad in Syria and are now moving on to the new European front. The same fighters were in Libya. They said, we're going to Syria next, 3-4 years ago. Then they said, next, we're going to Europe. They are actually doing it. The European Union is not stupid. Merkel is not stupid. Obama is not stupid. Hollande is not stupid. None of these people are stupid. You've got to ask yourself, what are they going to do when they start shooting down jet airliners, machine gunning schools, attacking theaters, bombing military bases, blowing up shopping centers, you know, blowing up grocery stores? What's going to happen? How does the controlled left, the George Soros run, open society's left, think they're going to get away with this? They're trying to elicit rioting and nationalist responses to then restrict free speech, which Germany's already doing. I don't see how they're going to get away with it. It really shows you how incredibly bold they are. And I keep wondering, what's their next step? Because this is planned to advertise the borders are open, destabilize the Middle East, make a deal with Turkey as a conduit to bring these people in, so that the refugee crisis intensifies. Then, the story's on InfoWars.com. Turkish fans boo Paris victims, chant Allah Akbar. Shock video illustrates the fact that Islam is the problem. That's Paul Watson's view, and he used to be more what you'd call anti-Islamophobe. And that was when we were bombing Iraq and killing all these innocent Muslims. But these are the non-radical Muslims we kill. Our governments back the radical Muslims who are allied with socialism. The Turkish fans booed victims of the Paris attack and chanted Allah Akbar, God is great, during a minute of silence, illustrating once again how radical Islam is the problem. Islam is the problem. And more, Islam itself has become radicalized, and it's just completely and totally shameful. Because Europe has been very inclusive of Muslims, very inclusive. It's an inclusive culture. And now Obama won't tell 20-plus governors where the refugees are being brought in. This is truly unprecedented. Big raids in the U.S. There's nearly 70 are scooped up with ties to ISIS planning attacks reportedly in the U.S. I want to go to this Allah Akbar clip. Then we're going to Paris to talk to Joe Biggs. Paul Watson's wrote. So saying they're bracing for attacks. So we've got multiple reporters on the continent and also in the U.K. on the big island of Albion. But first, let's go to the shock clip at the soccer game during the moment of silence where the Turkish fans celebrate the situation in a game against Greece. Here it is. Primitive cultures do. Now, they've taken our primitive nationalist culture, which is pretty much all we have, and told us our culture's laying down, and then they merge us with cultures that are all about dominating with the head imam of Jerusalem, the head imam of Australia. You are weak, we are conquering you, which is true. We are the biggest but most pathetic chumps on the planet. You can't go to Turkey or Saudi Arabia and preach your religion or go after people's women or get free stuff. Only in Chumpville, only in the West that was so wealthy because of the free market do we have the great grandkids, the spoiled rotten brats of every race, color, and creed, bitching and complaining about all the freedom we've got. And the very criminals opening our borders are the ones taking our liberties, hard fought, paid for in blood, back to the Magna Carta in 1215, fought over for 800 years this year, all being fed down a garbage disposal, all being fed down a toilet. Because that's our real wealth, is the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Without that rule book, we're just more dirt. That's what makes us American. It's what makes us Western, is that we supposedly had more checks and balances. But all our controlled media did was tell us how bad we were all day, instead of telling us how bad other countries were. And people would misconstrue what I was saying, how dare you bash America when you criticize the police state. America isn't the police state. America isn't the globalist. America isn't the private, foreign-owned Federal Reserve. I'm attacking the false institutions dissolving our republic. We take you now live to northern Paris, in medieval Paris, oldest part of the city, founded by the Romans more than 2,100 years ago, then in Gaul, where Joe Biggs, former Army Staff Sergeant, combat vet, is reporting on the front lines. I call this combat journalism, Joe. You're right there. You got the tips. You were there right after the raid today before anybody else. Congratulations to you and Mr. Zimmerman. Tell us what you witnessed.
Well, actually, when we got there, they had pushed off a lot of people. And there was a lot of press, probably over 100 people. But they were in this whole little area, just like we've seen, in Ferguson, things like
that.
That's
what I meant. You're the only ones that got it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So what happened is we got there, and I'm looking around. And I'm like, there's got to be another way that we can get around and find out what's going on. Like, this doesn't make sense. They're not going to have every corner blocked off. So we hiked, blocks and blocks and went down every corridor through every little alleyway. And every time we were met by police, they would push us out of the way. And then eventually I got to one, and I just sat there for a little while. We shot a video, and Zimmerman started uploading it. And then when I looked over my shoulder to go see if there was anybody still there, the police had moved away for a little bit. So I ran down this alleyway, and at that point, that's when I saw the body laying on the ground. They had this forensics team all around it, and they were taking pictures, and there was no camera crews except for me. There was no one out there except for the police and the investigators. And so I snapped some photos of the body underneath the bag, and eventually was able to actually talk to a French police officer. And I asked him, I said, is this one of the ISIS jihadis who was involved in the Paris attack on Friday? And he said, yes. So we were able to get there, with perseverance and pushing through and trying over and over again, and we got it. And it's great to see one of those crazy loons in a body bag and not out there able to hurt anybody else. But at the end of the day, that's still not going to stop this stuff from happening, because you have a lot of people out there who are supporting him, especially the governments, who are allowing these guys to go out and continue these missions. And sure, then you have an entire town, Paris is completely just shook up. I went out last night briefly for about an hour and walked around, and there was no one out. And I went into different bars of stores, and I said, is this normal? And they said, no, people are scared. They don't want to go out. So, I mean, it's definitely has a toll on the economy, and people just are staying inside. And then you have what happened today with the explosions, the raids. You have a suicide bomber, a female at that, running out, setting herself off, killing herself and that police dog. And then we were able to witness the other terrorist that was killed. And like you said earlier, seven other people were brought in. But I have some news as well. It just takes a second. From an update, the suspected Islamic militants uncovered in a Paris suburb by police were planning an attack on the French capital's La Défense business district. A source close to the investigation and two police sources said today. So these guys weren't just in hiding. These guys were actually active. They were trying to gather more people. This was a terrorist cell, and they were going to do more attacks throughout Paris. So that was stopped today.
Well, the reason it's important you got in there is we don't just believe governments when they say they've got somebody they've killed, there's a suicide bomber. We need to see it and document it. And that's why it's important that you got in there, Joe, and got that. I know you're going to be uploading more, but let me ask you this question. How on earth do you think the French president, the German chancellor, the U.S. president, and others think they're going to get away with bringing in record numbers of Islamicists when even the FBI admits a bunch of them are ISIS and are busting them even while Obama brings them in today? This is crazy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, we have to find out where these guys are being funded from. Who do they benefit from, and who are they really speaking for? You know, I highly doubt that, you know, a lot of these people in the government here want to allow this stuff to kind of happen. But there's somebody back there who's got money in their pocket, and they're pushing for it, and they're allowing those borders to stay open. They're allowing these people to come in.
Yeah, it's called Saudi Arabia that basically runs the White House to a great extent, and it's running this proxy war. Obama better have some aces in his hole, boy, because I'm telling you, I've never seen more brazen, arrogant, in-our-face behavior. Joe Biggs, stay there. We're coming right back to you at the scene of the takedown of the suspected terrorist.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
There appear to be Arabic military-age men that Joe says are basically stalking them right now, taking photos. They've been followed by cars. They are below the Sacred Heart Cathedral in terrace that overlooks the city from the north towards the south. If you're a TV viewer, we're going to cut to some shots of the cathedral, and I'm going to have Zimmerman pan out over the city at night so you can see what our crew is seeing. But I want to take you now back to Joe, and then I want to finish up in this segment and have Joe move to another location so that they're safer, because reporters and others have been threatened. People have been attacked. There have been now, what, 8 attacks total, 6 that night, 2 others, and a lot of other reports that are just being pawned off as crime that I'm also seeing in the news. But, Joe, you say that you're picking up on some folks basically stalking you?
Yeah, there's been 3 guys that have been kind of like walking around. They finally eventually left because of this van behind me. As you can see, it's full of police with submachine guns, so that definitely makes me feel a little bit better because I am in a gun-free zone and I don't have that ability, that Second Amendment, like I do back in Texas, back in America, to protect myself from one of these guys. So it's definitely nice to have that right there. But yeah, these guys kept walking around. They're three guys, and they just kind of like taking a few pictures and looking at us, and they don't look happy at all. I mean, they looking at me like they, you know, like to kick my head in.
So, and you were telling us off air, they don't have the bearing of police who've been leaving you alone and been friendly. You're saying they have the bearing of they looked Arabic?
Yes.
And so experience that in Iraq and Afghanistan. What did you pick up?
Just the way they're staying together. They're staying in a group, and they keep walking around, and they're trying to almost seems like they're trying to be intimidating by maybe scaring us to go away, or either to see if we'll move, then they can follow us somewhere else. So either way, I've got a good eye. I've been around this stuff before in combat, and we'll be all right.
Other points you want to add or need to add, developments that have been unfolding since we talked to you 23 hours ago?
Like you said, we got up this morning. We heard the initial reports about the raid that began around 4:20 a.m. Paris time. I actually slept with my windows open, so I actually heard a loud boom from where I was at, and I didn't really quite think much of it until when I finally woke up and looked at my phone and saw what was going on. I said, hey, we got to get out there. We need to go find out what's going on. So we headed out to called St. Denis. It's a basically like a suburb northeast of Paris. It's about a 30-minute drive out there. And like you said, just tons and tons of people. And the thing to think about is, you know, the way ISIS is, the way a lot of these people are, they go to these events after they happen, and they sit there in the crowd and film. You know, it makes you think how many actual active jihadists were in that crowd laughing about what's going on, about the attacks on Friday, taking pictures, shooting video, trying to get out information about people they might find as a threat to send back to their base in Syria or Iraq, to wherever they have their different leaders, and planning on things like that. So it's definitely something to think about. This is an ongoing situation. And like you said earlier, they're expecting more attacks to happen over the holidays, and it's a possibility. And like you said, they're allowing, even though these attacks happen, they are going to allow more of these refugees to come through. And like I said before, not all of them are going to be bad, but all it takes is 2 or 3 of them to get together, get a plan, and do something bad. And we saw what happened on Friday. We saw what happened with Charlie Hebdo. Horrible stuff. And people need to remember that that can happen in America.
Well, we've already had the recruiting centers hit, Fort Hood, the rest of it, and our media just spins it and says it's not jihad. How are they going to do that when hundreds get killed at a shopping mall or at a college or at a Jewish center? How are they going to cover that up, Joe Biggs?
I mean, I don't get how Salon can even come out and say that they do this because they're stressed out. I've been stressed out. I've been in combat, and not one time did I ever think about strapping a suicide vest to myself and blowing myself up. I mean,
let's get Zimmerman to pan to the right there. We've got military troops patrolling with assault rifles. There, that looks like military, and we've got jogger going by. Those are French military, aren't they, Joe?
Yes, sir, they are. And they've been around a lot of different places. During the daytime, you haven't seen that much activity as far as a lot of patrolling. You'll see some soldiers every now and then, but at nighttime, that's really when you start to see them come out, and they're patrolling, you know, with the guns in hand, ready to go. So that's what they're expecting, is something to happen in the cover of darkness, like it's happened before.
Again, I'll go back to this question. How is the establishment going to get away with it when there are more attacks? Clearly, this is out of Syria. This is the failed ISIS armies are coming into the West. This is their retreat forward into their next theater. They admit that. They said that back in February. They're following a plan. There's going to be a whole bunch more attacks now. Undoubtedly, we've been predicting it. It's here. I want to come back to you and do five more minutes, Joe, and ask you that question and ask the listeners that question. What is the end game here? This is crazy town. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Especially if you're in Europe or in Paris or in Belgium, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you're military or police, we'd like to get your take on this. I mean, we know they're going to take our liberties because of this, but they're going to get in trouble.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses.
It comes down to this.
Witches at black masses.
The social engineers, the radical left, the collectivists, the big banks, the ultra-rich. This now, they're just global secret treaties that openly get rid of our free speech. They're openly in the news now saying, yeah, we are going to shut down free speech on the internet for conservatives and libertarians. We are going to shut down Matt Drudge. I mean, that was in the news this week twice. Members of Congress, members of the FCC, members of the telecommunications commissions just saying, yeah, we're coming after your speech. Yeah, we're coming with forced inoculations. Yeah, the IRS is going to persecute you for your political views. Yeah, we're going to open the borders up and bring people in and give them all this free stuff. Yeah, we're going to bring in millions. First it was 10,000, then 100,000, now 300,000. It's going to be millions of Middle Eastern refugees. As a clash of civilizations, to then allow them to be radicalized, allow them to attack us, and then bomb whatever country they want in the Middle East that isn't even connected to the groups that are attacking us. We'll never go after Saudi Arabia. No, in fact, they're in the news. Today, Secretary Kerry, the usual suspects, saying we've got to hit Assad, we've got to remove Assad, he's the reason ISIS is in Libya. No, he's not the reason ISIS is in Libya and in Syria, because they want to go into Libya too. They're already bombing there. All over is because he hasn't been taken out. No, they're there because the West put them in there. And it's even in mainstream news. Look at that headline. Wahhabism to ISIS. How Saudi Arabia exported the main source of global terrorism. That's by Karen Armstrong, the New Statesman. And that's all over the news. That's admitted. And our government is backing it. The French government is backing it. The Turkish government is backing it. The German government is backing it. The UK government is backing it. And then they sit here with a straight face and say, our hearts and prayers are with the French. Our hearts and prayers are with the Russians when their jetliner gets blown up and 224 people get killed. So answer my question. To answer my question, the answer to my question is, it is to destabilize the West, it is to create a clash of civilizations, it is the pretext for the surveillance grid and the police state that isn't used to protect us, but used to suppress our political speech. Look at how the Patriot Act and Homeland Security and the IRS are all pointed at returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, and Christians. I rest my case. And it's the same story in Europe. And they think we're so politically ignorant. They think we're so politically dumb. To be specific, they think their constituents are so politically ignorant and so politically dumb and so politically correct that they will sit there and watch sports stadiums blown up and theaters shot up and blown up and jetliners blown up and hundreds of thousands of Christians killed in the Middle East and will sit there with a straight face and support the president of France, the chancellor of Germany, the president of the United States, when they engage in this operation. And the Muslim nations should be upset about this, because then the West will use this to come in and dominate and bomb your countries. But again, at a primitive level, it feels way too good to go to a Greek/Turkey soccer game during the moment of silence, the 1 minute of silence for the dead French and others that were in France, the moment of silence for the dead and dying from last Friday's attack, and they chant Allah Akbar and celebrate it. In fact, that's my next question for Joe Biggs. Joe Biggs, Turkey, supposedly our ally, and then they have the crowd chanting Allah Akbar during the moment of silence, which means God is great, in a sign of disrespect against those that died. What type of freakish attitude is that?
I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, it's not just in Turkey, though. I mean, look at what happens with Black Lives Matter. The fact that they could do a hashtag F Paris, and then you've got a guy coming out with a rap video. There's just some sick, disgusting people out there. And to answer your first question, do I think that the elites are going to be able to get away with this continuously? Honestly, yeah. I think it's going to continue to happen for one reason. The lack of real journalism out there. There's only a few sources out there. There's us, there's Vice. I mean, but you've got mainstream media outlets who reach millions of people are completely controlled by the government. Of course, you know, we're out here telling what's going on. We're telling the truth. But you've got these mainstream media outlets who are basically cutting off our head because they're just pumping lies out, not even controlling, not even trying to do anything truthful or journalistic in any way. They'd rather spark up controversies, have people, you know, bitch and complain about a Starbucks coffee cup or something like that. I mean, it's ridiculous. And that is why, because the governments tell them what to say, and they do it. They have no reason to even tell the truth. They're bought out. Most of those anchors probably take money in the pocket. It's sickening. And that's why, because most people out there aren't awake, and all they think and they believe is real journalism is when they turn on the BBC or when they turn on Fox News or CNN, and they don't know that there's a whole other world out there that they aren't even privy to, actual knowledge, truth, freedom, liberty, what we promote. But these people turn on and they see what's going on and go, well, we should, you know, take in the Syrian refugees. You know, you're a racist, basically, if you, you know, don't want to have your head chopped off or be killed or blown up by an Islamic terrorist, because to even say something like that would mean you're racist and you're inhumane. And that's just getting pumped down everyone's throat, and the government's behind it. Every kind of government. That's all they do. It was just like with the with Gary Webb when he wrote the Dark Alliance. The Washington Times got hit up by the CIA, and they're telling them to pump out other stuff and attack them and completely killed the thing. That's what happens. It's disgusting.
And it's now come out that the editor of the LA Times that wrote hit pieces against him as well was CIA. And, of course, it later came out in Congress that everything Webb had exposed was true. He had a new book coming out. I was talking to him 2 weeks before he died that proved everything he'd said. So they dropped by his house and shot him twice in the head.
Yep, those pesky double tap suicides. Those keep happening to people somehow. I mean, and people just don't see past that. I mean, it really does, in the pit of my stomach, make me want to throw up and vomit when there's so many people out here in this world that don't just open their eyes and don't go, and, you know, is what I'm seeing, is that what's really happening? Is there something behind the curtain? Should I look more? And a lot of people just, they turn on and they accept whatever it is, whatever's pumped down their throat, and they want more. And they're happy to be ignorant.
Well, it's like your friend, Michael Hastings. He told family, you talked to his wife, he told others, they're after me, Homeland Security, they might try to kill me, I'm running. An hour later, his car blows up in front of everyone, and we're just told, don't even investigate foul play.
Yeah, I mean, that's the mainstream media. That's them having their, their cords programmed. They're telling them, the government's going, hey, man, you need to push this narrative, forget what actually happened, forget the truth, forget the fact that a vehicle traveling down a straight path somehow exploded and then hit a tree. And then when it hit the tree, it ejected the engine down the road in the same original path of travel. I mean, that's crazy that people will just turn on the TV and go, okay, yeah, that makes sense, when it's never happened. And that's what's happening in the world. So, yes, the answer to your question is yes, I think this stuff will continue to happen. It will happen all the time until we get more people to wake up and start digging and start asking questions. And we need people out there. We need journalists who are out there in these mainstream media positions to start doing their job and stop taking the money and stop sitting there and just falsifying everything else for someone else's agenda. Do the right thing. Tell the truth. It's disgusting. We need more people to come out here and push through barricades and go in and find out what's going on. It shouldn't just take me and other people to go out and do that. We need everyone that hungry to find out what's going on, because there's another story. It's never what they're pushing out.
I agree.
You have to go out there and dig and find it.
Joe, I want to get another update from you in about an hour and a half from now. Or at about 1:35 or so Central.
Okay.
You're doing some great reporting. You and Mr. Zimmerman, get out there, continue, and we'll do another update with you coming up in about an hour and a half. Thank you, Joe Biggs.
Roger that.
There he goes from North Paris, there at the Sacred Heart Cathedral, with French commandos patrolling behind him and a van full of police with submachine guns. Notice it's guns that are going to protect, and men with guns that are going to protect the French citizens from the occupying force of giant radical Muslim ghettos where they don't want Europeans to even enter or come in their restaurants. Now, you can parallel that to the Middle Easterners I know that own jewelry shops, carpet shops, restaurants, coffee shops, businesses, hotels, gyms. They love Westerners. They want to be Western. They want to live in nice houses. They want their daughters to be free. They're still Muslims. They still follow the God of Abraham. They're good people. They're all over the place. and they can't stand what they see happening. And then they end up getting persecuted and discriminated against because our governments protect the radicals. Our governments are bringing them in because it's the radical Islamicists that go together like a horse and carriage with the socialists, with the Trotskyites, with the Leninists, with the Maoists, with the Black Lives Matter, Ford Foundation, garbage. And they are pushing it big time. There are a lot of great Muslims and Arabs in this country who are doctors and lawyers and scientists who do want to be in a free country and a free world. Those people are not a threat to this country. But what is a threat to this country is radical Islamicists funded by Saudi Arabia and by our criminal government being protected to create the clash of civilizations. So the controlled left says, let them in, claim they're not terrorists, claim nothing's happening. That's how you are culturally open. No, you're culturally open by shutting down radicals and going after them and not letting them come in this country. That makes it safe for everyone that wants to live in a free country to live together and have their freedom. Because you've got freedom of speech and freedom of religion and freedom to do what you want as long as you don't hurt somebody else. Instead, we're told, those of us that are constitutionalists, that we've got to give up our way of lives to the left and teach our kids what they say and worship the gods they say worship. The state. I'm not going to be part of that. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes and go to Matt, Rob, Brandon, John, Jeremy, and others. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. I have a very exciting announcement I want to make right now, and that's that Deep Cleanse would be our bestseller ever, but it's produced by one of the top herbology facilities in the country. It's cold-pressed. It's got literally hundreds of different concentrated herbs, zeolites, nanocolloidal zeolites, organic compounds that are just known to absolutely clean out the body. The Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansing at a very low price. It would be our best all-time seller. It sold out both times we got it in a week. This is the biggest shipment ever, so it may last up to 2 weeks, but it will sell out before Christmas. If you want to take advantage of it, it's available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Here is my breakdown with Dr. Group on the amazing deep cleanse at InfoWarsLife.com.
We spent over a year trying to put together something for somebody, for everybody, especially working with Alex and the team over here at InfoWars Life, to create a product that would focus on helping people clean environmental chemicals and toxins from their body and how to detox those from the system. We have a lot of good products over here from the X2, all of the liver cleanse products, the Oxy powder, the Winter Sun. I mean, you name it. Down the line, everything is great. Today, though, I'm really excited because this is something that you guys have the exclusive for, which is a product called Deep Cleanse. And why I'm so excited about it is it's a unique formula, almost like the iodine crystals. We have two unique products that nobody in the world has. One of the most amazing ingredients in the world, and it's called Shilajit, and it's actually known as blood of the mountain or rock sweat because thousands of years ago, as a matter of fact, this ingredient was only given to the elite of the elite. Thousands of years ago, up in the Himalayan mountains and in Tibet.
And we wanted to put this in stuff for a couple years, but we couldn't get an organic form.
Right. I mean,
so let's explain. I mean, this stuff's so good, we couldn't put it out for years.
Right. So I had to actually, it's kind of like the iodine crystals, finding a source deep in the earth that we could get the cleanest source available. But in Tibet and in Nepal and in the Himalayan mountains, thousands of years ago, they watched these monkeys. And during the summer months, the monkeys would go up into the mountains.
Now you're being racist against monkeys.
And they would pick this black substance from the mountains. And so in Russia, they actually, it grows in Russia in the mountains and in the Himalayas and only in the summer. And Shilajit is actually the decomposition of up to 7,000 different medicinal herbs. So it decomposes, all these different herbs decompose in the Himalayan mountains and the volcanic soil up there. And what happens in the summertime,
so it's almost like an oil from
Yes, it's high in fulvic acid, it's high in humic acid.
They're always claiming oil is really from decomposed animals and plants. There is some oil that is based from fossils, but most of it's really abiotic. But so this is a true fossil source? I mean, explain it to me.
It is, it's really the decomposition, like I said, of over 7,000 different medicinal herbs and plants. And with the rocks and the pressure deep in the mountains, it freezes. And during the summertime and the pressures build it up.
It oozes out.
So it literally oozes out of the mountain.
It's like rock sap.
It's black and it's highly nutritious. Even in the 1980s when the Olympic athletes in Russia were accused of being on steroids, they found out that they were actually been given Shilajit because it works as an anabolic as well, and it builds muscles. It's a big dose in there. The second big main ingredient in there is the volcanic zeolite concentrate. And what this formula is designed to do, the Shilajit and the zeolites have a real strong negative charge. All the metals and chemicals and PCBs and VOCs have positive charges. So these go in, they grab it, and then they safely eliminate it through the body so you can become healthy. I mean, this is an amazing formula. I wish I actually had it, but because this was an exclusive InfoWars Life product, you're the only one in the world that has this formula now. And, you know, there is going to be a limited supply available when you sell out because you can only harvest this once a year.
How do people take it? How is it recommended that this be done? Just a daily dose?
Yeah, daily dose. The instructions are on the label. You know, of course, I kind of modify it for each individual. It depends on what your lifestyle is. I mean, honestly, the best thing to do is for you to avoid all these chemicals and toxins in your environment and try to identify them and start slowly reducing them. But personally, I'm going to probably take it every day, every other day, and I'll probably go with about a dropper full to maybe two dropper fulls. And I don't expose myself to any chemicals, but...
But it's just out there in the air. It's in everything. Well, I mean, I'll tell you what I do.
The air,
I've never
exactly.
been a supplement person. I keep it now on the kitchen table with a Lazy Susan. And when I just make myself take it all every day, I feel so much better. InfoWarsLife.com. Please also support our local AM&FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors or become a sponsor and spread the word. Because these aren't just great products. This is how we fund this independent operation. We're not taxpayer funded like MSNBC or NPR. And neither is your local station. So support them, folks. This is a war. And that is a little promo piece because the product is back in stock. And speak of the devil, I'm going to take a dropper full of Deep Cleanse because I've been out of it for a few weeks myself. Even though I had a few bottles at home, it's gone because I give it to my children as well. I'm going to take a drop of that. Then I'm going to take a dropper, maybe a little bit more, of Super Male Vitality. All available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality is in stock. We also have 15% off on Knockout that has 9 different compounds known to give you deeper, more restful sleep, like melatonin, L-tryptophan, valerian root, and again, other compounds. And just the melatonin, a similar dose or the same dose in stores is normally $19.95. We have the same dose in this capsule, and it's $16.95 when it's discounted. $19.95 when it isn't, and you get all the other compounds that are in good dosages as well. So it's a really good deal, and it's all of them fused together to hit different areas of your physiology to give you deeper, more restful sleep. I know it certainly works for me and my children. So again, 888-253-3139, and your purchase of the products makes everything we do here possible. Christmas is almost here. The Hillary for Prison t-shirt is a limited edition. We will stop selling it when Christmas comes. We may have a few left and it may go into January, but we're not ordering any more of these. We just put in the last order yesterday for these, Made in America, Hillary for Prison 2016 on the front, on the back, Legalized Freedom, InfoWars.com. This limited edition shirt, you support the InfoWar, spread the word, meet like-minded people, upset totalitarian leftists, Hillary for Prison, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, That said, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of international news, global news, economic news, political news I haven't gotten to, a bunch of clips I haven't gotten to. Lord Monckton is going to be joining us for part of the next hour. He will be at the UN conference that's the most important UN conference ever, in their own words, openly announcing planetary government. This is so huge, fusing it with the TPP and other treaties. He will be joining us, tying in to the situation in Paris and what's been unfolding there as well. So that is coming up. I also have clips of Representative in Congress talking about Paris attacks being a chilling reminder that the U.S. needs stricter gun laws. Simply amazing to demonize the Second Amendment when people end up attacking. The answer is more guns. France has taken the guns. So it's just the inversion of reality that we talk so much about. Also, we have several other very, very important clips we're going to be getting to. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. You've heard my question. I want to get your take on it. How do the politicians think they're going to get away with bringing these people in who then attack us in asymmetrical warfare? And is the end game just a clash of civilizations and more chaos? Matt in Canada, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
That's good, man. Sorry, the way I'm able to watch your show, I'm usually a day or two behind. So I'm sorry I'm not going to ask a question regarding your question. My point of view is on the Paris attacks is this, and France has been in the headlines a lot lately, what with backing Palestine and not signing TTIP and indicting the Rothschild. I was just wondering if this could be a retaliation towards that kind of hey, smarten up, France, get your act together, false way kind of deal, or what do you think?
Well, if there was evidence that Israel was attacking France, we would cover it. I mean, Israel did attack the USS Liberty to blame Egypt, and we've exposed that. Israel ran the Levant affair. Israel bombed some of its own buildings and blamed on enemies before. Israel has done that. That's been in the news. That's something that some Israeli governments have done. Our government's done false flags. The French have done it in Operation Gladio, along with our governments. So that's certainly a possibility. I just haven't seen the evidence of that. ISIS is a real organization that's been turned loose. France didn't really recognize Israel. They recognized the UN resolution. But some people could argue France is being hit because they did that. Israel didn't make the Muslims run my camera crew off in Belgium or in Paris. I mean, there are radical Islamicists that, you know, the Imam of Jerusalem saying Western women belong to Muslims. I mean, is that Israel's fault, too?
I do believe that it was ISIS, 100%. I'm just saying, do you think that maybe because Germany is allowing all these refugees in, besides the civil disobedience that's going on there, they haven't seen the extent that Paris just did. So
I tend to hear what you're saying. Germany red carpets the radical Muslims like nobody else. And going back to World War II, a lot of the radical Muslims liked Germany. They liked Hitler. The French occupied large parts of the Middle East, Syria, North Africa, Libya. And so the French are not liked in many of those sectors and circles. So it's kind of an old tit for tat. If you ask my view, this may be a false flag. We just haven't seen mounting evidence of it. And I think your question is a good one. It's just some of the people that are saying, hey, Alex, why aren't you saying Israel did this? I don't see the evidence that Israel was behind this event. Again, I don't see the fact that Israel is behind radical Islam. Israel has been caught with some Arabic agents stirring up Muslims in Lebanon and in Israel. That came out in the Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, and it also came out in UPI about 12 years ago. Headline, Israel created fake al-Qaeda groups and had them bomb Israel as a pretext to take freedoms from the press. So I don't think it's bad to say Israel could be involved. I just don't see evidence of that. The fact that Israel has been involved in false flags means that you can say Israel may be involved in this. But is Israel involved in most terror attacks? Not from my experience. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Saudi Arabia, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your liver can be full.